Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey friend, welcome to Self Transformed, a podcast redefining self-care through simple fitness, nutrition, and mindset habits. I'm your host, Emily Nichols, certified personal trainer, Whole 30 coach, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. Hey, I know the struggle is real when it comes to taking care of you. I too am a busy working mom who felt physically and emotionally drained until I took action on my own transformation journey. I finally found the solutions to feeling confident and living a healthy lifestyle that doesn't feel hard, and now I'm on a mission to equip you with sustainable tools to help transform your life from the inside out, guilt-free. Together, we will simplify your health and fitness into daily habits that don't feel like another thing on your long to-do list, but daily actions that light you up instead. So if you're ready to redefine self-care and step into your own self-transformation, then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to Habit Hack Thursday. I hope you have had a great week. It finally feels like spring. Yay, I'm super duper excited. Like the sunshine is just good for the soul. I hope you can agree on that as well. Hey, we're not going to take up much of your time today. Habit Hack Thursday is just a quickie episode giving you a habit hack, either actually something you will actually do, a mindset reset for that matter. And that's kind of what we're focusing on today is a mindset reset. So before we get into today's habit hack, I wanted to remind you that this upcoming Monday, March 21st, I can't believe we're all the way through March already, like halfway through. Self-Transform You starts back up, gang. I'm super excited. Make sure you are part of our Facebook community and in the newsletter community. You can sign up for both in the show notes. But I've reformatted Self-Transform You just a little bit. It's still the same, but we're taking even a deeper dive into habit strategy and how to create a sustainable health plan without it feeling hard. Okay. It's all based on habit strategy. We'll focus on mindset. So making time, doing it without the guilt. We'll focus on food freedom. I've been chatting a lot with folks in my Instagram stories, doing some polls, and food seems to be one of the bigger things we're struggling with. So we're going to take a deeper dive into food freedom and some actual habit strategies around that joyful movement. We're going to take an even deeper dive into what working out and fitness looks like as part of habit strategy. And of course, what to do when you lose motivation or you're going into a new season of your life. And I'm, you know, one of my clients that just went through it this past month, she said something so great in part of her testimony that I wanted to share with you. She had said the way Self-Transform You was formatted, you know how to eat healthier and move your body, right? But it's a matter of doing it, making it work in your schedule. And she said it just felt like such a more kinder and gentle way to have like a change or transformation in your life. And another great point she mentioned is, you know, having like an all or nothing attitude. We've talked about that on the show before as well. And she had mentioned, you know, hey, I travel a lot for work, or I'm going into a new season of my life. And sometimes when, you know, your schedule is thrown off, you just don't adapt. You just throw your hands up, and then it can snowball from there, whereas you've gone completely off track and you're like, where am I? Like a couple months have gone by and I'm not taking time to do anything for myself, and I don't feel great about it physically or mentally or emotionally or spiritually, all the above. So Self-Transform You will help you through all seasons of your life. A lot of girls go back through it. The beauty of it is you have lifetime access to the course. You'll have a one-on-one call with me. You'll get weekly texting. And for this month, I have added on the Habits That Stick Starter Kit, my mini course, to help you take an even deeper dive into habit strategy. It's going to be now included with STU from here on out. Just getting feedback from folks, I thought it would be a really great idea to incorporate that into STU. It's free for this March round. In April, the price will go up slightly for STU to reflect those extra modules within STU as well, and downloads that I am included. So if you want to save some money, like sign up right now and start March 21st. Okay. It's just 4 weeks, a lot of accountability from me and cheering you on as well. I can't wait to see you there. If you have any questions, you can text me at 773-904-2157. Just text me your favorite emoji and your question you have. You'll sign up for my weekly pump up text, but you'll also be able to text me directly any questions you have. You can also DM me on Instagram and the Facebook community, all the places. But make sure you reserve your spot. A few friends have already signed up for STU for March. I only take 10 girls every month. So make sure to go to selftransformyou.com to sign up. There's more details on there exactly as far as like what module each module looks like, how to sign up for your habit hacking call with me, and all the things. I can't wait to see you in there. Okay. Let's get into this episode. So this is airing on March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. Super fun. But I kept thinking of the word luck, lucky. And you see so many people posting on Facebook, or even like in certain songs, you'll hear hashtag blessed. Like it's almost like comical now to be like hashtag blessed, right? What song is that in? It's in one of the Bruno Mars songs. But I also heard earlier this week, at a playlist I was making for a class, it was Nicki Minaj's song, A Moment for Life. She's like, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes. And I'm like, yes, Nicki Minaj. And I just kept thinking of what is the difference between feeling lucky and feeling blessed. And I thought this would be a really good habit hack episode to kind of reframe the way you think of luck, feeling lucky versus feeling blessed. And maybe you're not feeling either one. Maybe you're not feeling lucky, or maybe you're not feeling blessed. So let me come at it from this way. So the definition of luck. So it's success or failure apparently brought by chance rather than one's own actions. And personally, I don't want to leave things up to chance or luck, okay? Now, the blessed definition, according to the Bible, it is a favor or gift bestowed by God, thereby bringing happiness. So it's or also the invoking of God's favor upon a person. So I don't care what faith you have. I am a Christian. I cuss a little, and I run on caffeine and gangster rap, just so you know where I'm coming from here. But as I was digging deeper into this, I felt really called to share this Bible verse with you when I was doing some researches from James 1:7. This is the NLT, so the New Life Translation. So James 1:17, it says, whatever is good and perfect comes down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. I love that so much. So I like feeling blessed versus being like leaving things up to luck. That's just how I personally feel. And outward blessings come in proportion to our inward state of mind. Okay, let me say that again. So outward blessings, so outside stuff, come to us in proportion to our inward state of mind. Okay, so now, and I really want to preface this with saying, I know there are times when life is very hard. You're going through very, very hard things and very hard situations, and I don't want to minimize what you're going through at all right now. And I think it's okay not to feel very blessed sometimes, to be like, this situation sucks, or it's a tragic situation, and you're just like, where is God? I'm not feeling very blessed. I think we all go through situations like that. I felt like that before, like the day my son was born and was diagnosed with a congenital heart defect. We knew he was going to have open heart surgery. I was not feeling very blessed in that situation, but I didn't get stuck there. I took action. Okay. So whatever situation you're going through, it's okay to live in those feelings, but I don't want you to get stuck there. So when I was thinking about feeling lucky versus blessed, I don't want you to leave things up to chance or to luck as well. So I wanted to give you three little habit hacks or mindset resets for when you aren't feeling very blessed. So when you find those feelings creeping in, then you're like, I am not hashtag blessed. Think of it this way. Action leads to blessing. So you can't rely on chance, okay? So even if you're like finding yourself in that comparison trap and you're like, oh my gosh, like that mom over there is so lucky. She has all the time in the world to like go work out, and she's like walking outside, and she's reading books, and she's, you know, washed her hair or whatever. You know, action leads to blessings for yourself as well. Okay, so what actions can you take to help you feel more blessed? Remember, those outward blessings come in proportion to your inward state of mind. So another way to help you when you're not feeling very blessed, when you're having those feelings, be a blessing to others. Be a blessing to others. Friends, coworkers, acquaintances, someone at the gas station, someone holding the door open for you and be like, girl, I love your hair, your outfit. Oh my gosh, that'll probably make their day and you'll be a blessing to them. And friend, that all comes back to you. That comes back to you. Oh my gosh, so much. And then lastly, focus on gratitude and not just worldly possessions. Like, I'm grateful for my house and my car and blah, blah, blah. Like, what are you really grateful for? Like, I am grateful for my health. I am super, super grateful for my health, and I am blessed to be able to give that gift to others through my coaching, through what I do at Orange Theory, through what I do with STU, whatever I can provide as far as inspiration to people. I am super, super grateful for my son's health. I am super, super grateful that, you know, I'm able to work from home and have the flexibility for my kids. Now, that's just a privilege and a blessing I have, but that's me, okay? So action leads to blessings. You can't rely on chance. Be a blessing to others, which is going to come back to you. And lastly, focus on gratitude. These are three things I want you to write down, keep in the forefront of your mind, write it on a post-it, stick it on your mirror. So when you're not feeling very blessed, you're just not going to sit back on your laurels and wait, you know, to be blessed or whatever. You have to take that action. You have to have some faith and some grace for yourself. And you can't just sit around waiting for chance, waiting for luck to happen, because spoiler alert, it's not going to happen. Okay. So I hope you felt inspired by this episode. You know, in the wise words of Nicki Minaj again, no, I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. Yes. I love that so much. I hope when you start feeling in that spiral of I am not very blessed or I'm not very lucky, however you would want to word that, you focus on these habits, these habit mindset resets that I've shared with you today. Okay, friend, sending you lots of love. I hope you're feeling hashtag blessed. today and every day. And remember, you can join me and self-transform you this upcoming Monday, the 21st. I usually take registrations a couple days after that too, but sign up before then because I will close registration if I reach 10 by the 21st at selftransformyou.com. Everything is linked in the show notes. I will see you in STU starting next week and back here on the podcast. Have a wonderful day, friends. Hey girl, real quick before you go, if you love today's show and know your girlfriends need to hear this message too, then grab a screenshot, post it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at EmilyNichols22, because the more mamas out there hearing this message, the more empowered we'll all feel to take care of ourselves so we can pour from a full cup. Or the number one way you can thank me for this podcast is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way, more mamas will find the show here too. Love you and appreciate you, girlfriends. See you next time.